From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting in U.S. politics. Donald Trump, the Republican Party frontrunner, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco, fended off intense attacks from his presidential hopeful fellows at a debate late Thursday night. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward the finish line as being the party's nominee. The debate within the first 5 minutes was filled with the same yelling, personal insults, and off-color remarks that have featured prominently in the 2016 Republican race for president. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. President Park made the remarks in a televised speech for newly commissioned military officers today, one day after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his military to be ready to use its nuclear weapons at any moment. Meantime, in the wake of expanded UN sanctions on Pyongyang, the Philippines is holding a North Korean ship. More from VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul.
Philippine officials say that it's being held because of safety issues that have to be dealt with. But my reading of it is that it was stopped for these mandatory inspections, and during these mandatory inspections, they found these safety issues. This kind of stopping cargo, possibly seizing cargo, this could be something different, and this could trigger some sort of response from North Korea.
On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast. The United Nations now says at least 25 people were killed, some 120 wounded, in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. This is